Okay, so today what we're going to deal with is two ways of moving moksa that are less than direct, varying levels of less than direct, and the halachic implications of it. The first is tiltul min atzad, and the second is tiltul begufo. We'll have to define each of those terms. But it all begins with the Gemara number one. The Gemara says, "Idmar meis hamutal bechama." If you have a dead body which is in the sun, right, and starting to, right, it's going to decompose in the sun on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel hovcho mita limita. So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Name Shmuel, what you do is you turn over from one bed to the other, and that's how you move it." Rav Chanina Bar Shlamya Mishmei de Rav Armaniach Alav Kikar Otina O Metaltla. Now we're not going to focus on the first possibility, but we'll focus on the next two. Rav Chanina says what you should do is put a loaf of bread or a baby. I really don't know who does this to their infants, but whatever.
The same
whatever.
People who would have the little children play with a severed head of a chicken.
Yeah, exactly, right. No,
it's actually, it's got to be a kid who is kind of successful.
Yeah, so 4-year-old, great, whatever. 3-year-old, 4-year-old. On the deceased grandparent. Like, it's really not a good, like, I don't understand.
Good Shabbos experience.
Exactly, traumatize the kid for life. Or put a loaf of bread on the mace, and then you can carry the mace. So the Gemara says, look, hey, chadika kikartino, kulam lo pligi d'shari. If that's a possibility, so then everyone agrees, that's fine, keep pligi d'lislai. But if you don't have, so then the machlok is as follows. Mar savar tiltul menatzad shmei tiltul, mar savar lo shmei tiltul. The machlokas is whether, I just misspoke when I said I'm not going to talk about the hovcho mita. I mean, we're going to focus on the principle, right? I don't want to get into exactly how you're turning over the dead body, but the machlokas is, right, whether moving something from the side, right, where you, all I can basically say about the hovcho mita is that you're not carrying the dead body itself, right? In the case of the kikar tinok, you're carrying the dead body by making it into a base for this child or for the bread. In the hovcho mita l'mita, you're moving the mace, but not directly, because you're moving the bed, right? Rather than the body itself. And machlokes as to whether that works is whether we qualify tiltul min atzad. So for now, let's just say indirect moving as moving such that it's problematic with muktzah. So the Gemara says lema ketanai. Let's say that this is a machlokes tanaim, because with the as follows, in matzilin as hameis mebled dleika, you can't save a corpse from a fire. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Lagish shamati shematzilin as hameis mebled dleika, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Lagish says I can. So echidami, what's the case? Idika kikaratina my time and nakama. If there's bread present or the baby present, so already said, you're allowed to move the body using those methods. And if there is no bread available, let's just go with bread. My time in the rudiment lockish. So why would anyone say you can move the corpse? So Allah betailed woman atzad pligid. Must be that they're arguing about whether you can move it indirectly. The mars of a tiltul man atzad shmei tiltul. Mars of a lo shmei tiltul. So the Gemara answers lo. Rejects this analysis. The chulei amal tiltul min atzad shmei tiltul. V'hainu tamid Yehuda ben Lakish mitoch shalom ba'ol al meiso ilo sharis le'asi lechabuye. Everyone agrees that tiltul min atzad is considered moving. Indirect moving is moving, and therefore asur with muktza. The question is, even if there's a mutter way of moving it with kikar or tinok, the question is it problematic to move the maze? Are we worried that what you're going to end up doing is putting out the fire? Right? If you allow you to stick around the fire and deal with it, so then you are going to put out the fire. The simple conclusion of the Gemara is that tiltul min atzad, indirect moving, right? The Gemara raises the possibility that might be mutter with mukta, and then the Gemara rejects it and says everybody agrees that even indirect moving is qualified as moving. Parenthetically, this is just the Ritva notes this, that why is it, right? Reyeris dealt with this more extensively in his shir, but why is it that the heter of kikar and tinok are limited to mace? So the Ritva says, "Tirzer may not gadol the hasam of the Rashi mode. The Dishani Achashu Oches be Isser letaldlo agav hakikar sheniach alav." Right? Ella shehu mar'eh atzmo kilu kavanatzu l'taltal hikikar ella she'osu lo ha'isur basis. Right? The reason this is unique is because we allow you to carry the usher object itself, right? We create a basis l'heter. Right? That's a unique case because you're not moving a heter and Isser happens to be on it. This isn't a basis l'davar, Isser l'davar mutter. It's Isser, which you've turned into a basis l'heter. Right? That is unique. You're moving the Isser itself. That's why this is unique to Mace. Close that parentheses, right? And the Gemara notes this, right? Number three, the Rav Ashi Amar v'lam ruki kartin gal meis bilvad, right? This is why that heter is unique to meis. But our focus is on the other heter offered by the Gemara, which is indirect movement, tiltul min atzad. So our Gemara...
That doesn't explain, though, why we have that by meis.
So by meis... By kavod ha-meis, right? Meis is the exception to everything, right? Kavod ha-meis is like the super kavod ha-briot, always. You know, why Kavod HaBriyot is a het there is this discussion of itself. But, Rulhansin wrote extensively on it.
This doesn't exist. This key card doesn't work anywhere else. So it's it's not even theoretical.
It works.
No concept. So why just say move the mace then? Why create something that doesn't otherwise exist? And say
right. So usually my guess is that it's more token, right? We make you do something to make it clear that this is an Isser which we're waving.
Yeah,
or something like that.
The whole thing is a Darabanan to begin with.
Right. And you don't want them, we don't want you to end up. We don't want you to end up. It could be we don't want him.
This kicker thing has any basis?
No, correct.
But I mean, the general principles are them bohol amesa.
Right, and therefore we want to let you do it, but we don't want you to forget that it's still us to move the mace into rishus harabim, right, or in a rishus harabim or something like that. So we require this, heker or something like that.
Two cases. One was because of the leika. Where we may come to
bohol there as well
versus out of the chama.
Right, and both of them.
They're not the same.
I mean, they're functionally the same in this
not
case
really.
Because both of them.
He's going to do a malacha kibui.
Well, right there he's going to carry, or he might carry, right? They always have
But this is even if it's in the Rishus HaYachid, I assume. Oh, sorry, no, it wasn't. Oh no, if it's mukta, it's mukta.
It's right. It's a mukta problem, but the principle here is that the mukta principle is that we waive mukta somewhat to. I mean, obviously, they're more bowel in the case of the fire because it's more immediate.
Keep in mind,
mechabe is also
derabana. It's in
or whatever.
Yeah.
Seems worse.
Yes.
Okay.
But
Hatzotzah's macha grua until Tul is under Hatzah.
Exactly. Okay. But the conclusion of the Gemara in Shabbos Mem Gimel number one seems to be that indirect moving is still movement. Now this is a problem because the Gemara in number four. Implies not that way. So the Gemara says, right, Tana Rabbanan, Paga Shetamna B'Tefen, V'Chara Shetamna B'Gechalim, Im Megula Miktaza Mutar L'Taltla. Right, if you have a Paga is a root vegetable, right, root.
I thought it was underripe fig.
Yeah, right, sorry, that's the fig. The other.
Chara is a cookie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the fig, unripe fig. That's what it is.
You're thinking of a lefet case.
I'm thinking of lefet. Yeah, okay. The unripe fig that it's in straw, right? Or this loaf of bread that is that you've insulated in gechalim. So the halacha is if it's somewhat uncovered, so you're allowed to move it. Vim lav asul tadlav. It's totally covered, so you can't move it. So Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai Omer, tochlin bekush o bekarkar. Vehein minarot me'aleihem, right? What you should do is, stick it something, right? A pin, a stick, whatever it is, right? And it'll fall off, and then you can pick it up. And Amar Nachman alach kerulasher bin tadoi. And Rav Nachman says that's the halacha. L'meimra desav Rav Nachman tiltum and atzad lo shmeitil. So the Gemara says, well, why are you allowing this? Right, you're allowing the moving off these coals or this straw with your stick. Does that mean that Rav Nachman holds that indirect movement is not movement? But Rav Nachman, I pugla milamala lemata shari mimata lamala asir. Right. And I was like Pugla and Pugla. I was like, I knew I was going to get that confused. Okay, Pugla is the root vegetable, like a turnip or something like that. He doesn't allow him to pull it out from the bottom, right, because of the dirt, right? Isn't that tiltul min hatzad? So he says, you're right, Rav Nachman didn't allow it, because then he thought tiltul min hatzad was aser, and then he retracted it, and tiltul min hatzad is mutter. And therefore, if you're pulling up this turnip, so the dirt comes off.
Because the turnip's like this.
Yeah, the turnip's like, yeah, so... You know, you pull it up.
Where's the pog is like this.
I can't even, you know, is it?
I mean, pog is basically roundish.
It's a roundish. Yeah. So you're actually, so you're pulling up the dirt around it. The turnip, you're trying to slip out.
And then whatever dirt falls. Right. So what you have, though, in number one, is that the Gemara had said, the tiltul min hatzad, there's a machlokas, but we paskin it's usur. Indirect moving is usur. And then you have number four, which says indirect moving is mutter. So which is it? So you have several possibilities, right? In general, right? Your logical possibilities are either, say, in a hanami, it's a machlokas sugyot, and therefore we paskin like one of the sugyot, and then take your pick. Either paskin indirect moving is usur, or indirect moving is mutter. Those are going to be your options. The second group of possibilities is to say, no, there's different types of tiltul min hatzad. There's different types of indirect movement, some of which are usur and some of which are mutter. So the Balamor, I'll do this a little bit of order. The Balamor has a conceptually smooth approach here, which is to say, look, we paskin like the Gemara on Kuf Chaf Gimel, that indirect movement is mutter. We reject the Gemara lahalacha on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. It's a machlokas. We paskin one way, and that's the end of the story. And therefore, it is always mutter tiltul min hatzad. And then, if you look at number seven, that's a balamor hatomin lefet. It's no dachad agefen. Shema yomiktes al megulin nitalin b'shabas kvidin perik matomnin. So, if you have these, right? If you have this lefet, this again, these the what's the English for it? It's a what is it?
It's
a
red.
It's a radish? It's known as a radish. Lefet is a turnip, and a pugla is also. Whatever. I can't get the whatever it is. Okay, but anyways, so if they're somewhat uncovered, you can take them on Shabbos. Let's just get to the key part for us. The Gemara says, look two lines on the bottom. He says, look, call. And then he quotes the case of the, he quotes several different cases, but we'll just get to his conclusion. His conclusion of this two lines at the bottom is, Kol elu tiltul min hatzad, heim bedavar sheino nase, bazel davar aser. All these cases are tiltul min hatzad, indirect movement, in a case where the permitted thing didn't become a basis, and we're not going to get back into basis. There are many cases which are predicated on the position of ben tadoi, namely that indirect movement is permitted. So, for example, a case that we will get to, the Gemara says that if you have straw on a bed, so you can't move it with your hand, but you can move it with your body. Now, we'll see. Many Rishonim will distinguish between tiltul min hatzad and tiltul begufo, right? Indirect movement with your hand and movement without your hand. But the Balamor doesn't need that. The Balamor just says, look, indirect movement is indirect movement. There are two positions in the Gemara, as the Gemara in Mem Gimel noted. We paskin that is permitted, and therefore every case in Shas where it sounds like indirect movement is usur, that's like the positions who say it's usur. Every time you see it's mutter, it's mutter. We paskin it's mutter, so don't ask me any more questions, right? It's pretty easy. The majority of Rishonim didn't take this position. Rather, they said, no, there are different types of indirect movements. If you look at number five, Tosfos, for example, says, Omer Reed, Yesh Lachalik, Da'acha Iker Atiltul Tzorach Hames, Velo Dami Lachol Hanu, Shos Iker Atiltul Tzorach Kar V'chavis, Velo Tzorach Moz V'Even, Ulachi, Lo Maizi Acha Plukter Lazar Ben Tadoi V'Rabbanan. Tosfos said, it is a intent question or a purpose question. Sometimes you have indirect movement for the purpose of the mutter thing. Sometimes you have indirect movement for the purpose of the usur thing. So take your radish, right? I don't want to move the dirt, I want the radish. The dirt is there, so it's going to move as I pull the radish out of the ground. Fine, that's permitted. In the case of the mace, I'm moving the bed because I want to move the body. And therefore it's indirect movement of the mukta, but for the mukta. So Tosfos says, indirect movement of for the purpose of the mutter thing that happens to move muksa along with it is fine. indirect movement of the mukta for the purpose of the mukta is usur. That's Tosfos. The Rajba as well says, quotes Tosfos, Tertibet Tosfos, L'amru tiltum anatzad lo shmi tiltum eluk shutzarech. We only say that indirect movement is not problematic movement if it's for the mutter object. Where I'm only moving the prohibited thing because I need the permitted thing. And the same thing is true of the straw in the bed case. I'm not moving the straw because I need the straw. I need to sleep on the bed and the straw is in my way. But when I'm moving something indirectly for its own sake, like the dead body, it is usur. Now, in 8, I just gave you from Moreno, I'm not going to read it, but what we'll see is that the big nafkamina to these questions, besides for the obvious, is, as I mentioned, the case of the straw on the bed will be the paradigm from which many Rishonim will derive that tiltul min atzad is only mutter for the purpose of something which is permitted. But there's something even lower on the, or however you want to look at it, right? More permitted, right? Less direct, less problematic, which is what we call tiltul bigufo, right? Moving something not with your hands, but with your body, which many Rishonim are going to say is mutter, even litzorech hamukta, right? They come to that because, like Tosvos, they believe that tiltul minatzad is only mutter for the mutter object, and therefore when they find a case where you're moving, and therefore they don't have the advantage of the Balamor of saying, look, every time there's a stira to my position, just say it's like the sheet that we don't paskin like. Right? They actually have to go through each case and say, how does this case work in, and come up with standards. And one of those standards they'll derive is that tiltul begufo might be even more permissive than tiltul minatzad. That's generated from this attempt to be miyashev stirot, and assume that when the Gemara says tiltul minatzad is mutter in some places and not in other places, it's because there are different concepts at work. The Baal HaMor doesn't believe in this, because he just thinks tiltul minatzad is mutter, but therefore he doesn't have unique heterim of tiltul begufo, meaning he doesn't need a unique heter of tiltul begufo, it's under, right, tiltul minatzad.
So when you do it for the mutter thing, so if I need to use this, assume this is Maksamach Masachisor in case, so I can go like that.
Assuming it's not buses.
Whoops.
Oh. Yeah, don't do that with something which is actually Machmasachisor in case. Like it's.
Okay, so
if it's not a buses, right? If it's not a buses, yeah, right? That would be what Tiltul Minatzad would tell you.
Oh, so then you get into the buses problem.
Well, that's what everyone knows, right? That it's only, right, in a case where it isn't a buses. If it's a buses, you have a problem because then you can't move the mutter object. Right? In a case where the mutter object isn't a derivative mukta, right? Isn't buses, so then you can move it. If it's a buses, then it's now mukta for whatever reasons that we discussed when we did buses.
So you'd have to move that via something else.
Exactly.
But bottom line, if you do tiltul begufo, is it?
We haven't done tiltul begufo yet, but.
Oh.
Wait, we'll get to tiltul begufo, right? We're going to go in order, but I'm just setting that up for when we get there. Okay. Few questions. First of all, do you have to avoid a situation of tiltul minatzad, right? Meaning, before Shabbos, do you have to ensure that if I know that I'm going to be in a situation where I need a mukta item that is going to be accessible through tiltul minatzad in a non-busted scenario, right? Right? Let's check off all the boxes. Do I have to avoid that situation? Meaning, is tiltul minatzad, right? Hutra, dechuya, whatever you want to call it, right? I mean, is hutra, tiltul minatzad just totally mutter, right? And therefore, I don't even have to avoid it. Or is it, look, we let you do it, but it's ideal not to, right? It's if the Isser is held in abeyance, whatever you want to look at it. So that's machlokas achronim. I gave you from the from Rabbi Bodner's book in number 9. He writes, I am a sefer shvus Yitzchak shemevi b'shem hagon Yosef Shalmal Yashiv shlita zatzal. Right, that's the always fine. K'shem sheyesh iser teltum and atzad k'yochol and ha'arachanami yesh laosir mod yom mukta shemunach al dover she yodesh yitzchakol talpul b'shabbos v'lo yismal etzer teltum and atzad. He says, look, it's just a hat there. Right, and what's his proof? So his proof is that, as we'll see, there are madregos to tiltul menatzad, and in general, we want you to be as indirect as possible. So tiltul menatzad is indirect. Then niur, right, is right. Shaking it off is considered slightly less direct. And if I can get away with shaking it off without actually moving it, then that's better. So Rabbi Yashiv says the fact that we care, that we distinguish, and say, look, always try to move it with the least direct way that you can come up with, that tells me that we haven't just waived the Isser, right? It's that the Isser stands, and we, if necessary, we allow you to waive it. But once you say that, that means it follows that if you could avoid the situation entirely, you would have to do that. On the other hand, the Shevet Akasi says not. I am b'shut giving Akasi. You got the b'pashter dain chiv laser amok to merav shabbat lamnoa tiltul menatzad b'shabbat. He said you don't have to. Now what? Now the simplest way I think to phrase that machlokes is, as I said, you know, is tiltul menatzad not usher, or is it? It's still, you know, usher, but we waive it, right? Hotra dechuya or whatever.
Or the mukta ktas idea.
Right, or mukta ktas or whatever, some version of that. You could say that conceptually. I just, you know, for honesty, I put the Shevet Akasi because that's not actually what drives the Shevet Akasi. If you look at what he says in the next source, he says, "Venir de lo ishtamet me'aposkim sheyom rishishchiv me'av Shabbos l'asher amukta me'al abasik kedesh leitzarch letalto abasik b'Shabbos." People just don't say that you have to do this. The Afal Gav the Rabbi Klishim Alachtal Isser the Mutzal Taltal Tzarak Gufon Mokomo Kaza Mishnah Bura Dairi She Ain't Shnlo Kli Hetel Tashmish Ze. So even though the Mishnah Bura says that Klishim Alachtal Isser, I should only use the Tzarak Gufon Mokomo if I don't have something else. The Lavachi Ain't Lo Lishtamish Bekli Ze. I Ain't Jamishar Tzim Jv Lizet Raya Mishabas Kuchav Dalid. Alma Dafil Mukta the Mutter Betiltal Im Efshalom No Mi Tilt Mil Taltal. Hamukta Yeshlem Noah, Vimkeno Chanami, Efshalos, Hamukta Mev Shabbos Me'alabasis. I said, you might have said that, look, in general, even by Klish Malach the Lisser, we tell you, if you don't have to rely on the Heter, don't do it. So you might have said the same thing here. He says, Achein Lov Dami. In the next paragraph, Tibishlam Bishabbos, Yeshlasos, Belfin, Shalit, Sarkla, Talpam, Mukta, Phil, Bederach Heter. He said, on Shabbos, I get it. Right? Something has limitations. You can't move a klish malach lister for no reason, so I limit when I move it. If I can use something else, I use something else. Avol me erev Shabbos, but if the question is, do I have to prep on Friday? Yesh lomar dein shum chiv lasher amukta me'al abasis. So then you would say you don't have to. Right? He's using buses not formally, because if he's using it formally, it'd be very problematic. He says, "V'avagav she'estarch le'talba Shabbos, estarch le'naro mikom bokom yesh lomar dein chiv erev Shabbos lasher amukta v'chein mashma." Teva sheish b'moz v'davar hamutir b'moz einam ikur mutil taltov loktani v'poskim sham ditzar lasar mukta. So he says, he right didn't explain himself. He just says, look, it's Friday. On Friday, I don't have to worry about potential mukta situations. That's all, right? Why? He doesn't explain. But at any rate, you have this machlokes, Rabbi Yashiv, and the Shevet Akasi, whether if you can avoid a case of tiltul menatzad, you have to. The same discussion we had
on Wednesday regarding buses.
Yes,
there,
but it's correct.
It sounds more just like Mios Tavati Kareira.
You're whatever.
If you can, so why not?
The Orzarua is actually the first person that I know of who deals with the question. He writes, "Vizeshi Darn Tiltul Menatzad Ani Mila B'Shachach." Right, the Orzarua sides with Bal Yashiv. Right, he says Tiltul Menatzad is only true by Shachach. Gan Shachach Davar Asur B'Tiltul Lagavi Davar Amutur B'Tiltul Machar Hutzarach L'Davar Amutur B'Tiltul Shemitaltul Isra Menatzad. Avo B'Meiniach Shenichu Sham Nasli Uzmunach Lagavi Eter Kol Yom Afil B'Shabbos Zafil Menatzad Asur L'Taltul L'Machar. But if you leave it there on purpose, it's Asur. Now he may just mean that because it's a busis. Right? He may just mean, right, Shocheach and Bechavana, the difference is buses or not buses. But you know, he doesn't raise buses, so it's not clear whether he's saying that if you leave there, it's always going to be buses, or he's saying even in a case where it isn't a buses, it's better to avoid the situation. Either way you want to take it, it remains a machlokes achronim. Okay, so how do we paskin, right? We paskin not like the Balamor, we paskin like Tosfos. And Shulchan Aruch tells you, tiltul menatzad, letzorach davra mutter, right? Moving something indirectly is mutter if it's for the thing which is permitted. Hilchach tznon shetamen ba'aretz umiktas av megulim, and therefore if you have this radish which is in the ground and some of its leaves are uncovered, not lo afal bishin lasal mezes afar mimkomo. You can move it even though it moves dirt. And siv hey, he says him sarach lamakom ma'mez olodavar shamez munachalav mutl tatlo minatzad dahinishov kol mita lamita. By the mace, if you needed space, you can turn it, you know, turn it over from the bed to from one bed to the other, because then you're moving the mace, not right. It's tiltul menatzad litzorech mekomo, which is right, not right. Mekomo shel mace, right, which is the equivalent of tiltul, right. So we have a slight expansion here. It's tiltul menatzad is mutter litzorech davar hamutter, or litzorech makom davar hamutter, right, for the place of something that's mutter. Kevin litzorech davar hamutter hu lo vatir lo tatal de kikar utinok mace bilvad. Avalobishar dvarmasurim letaltel, and the heter of the baby and the bread is for the mace. Okay.
So this is
what?
Right.
Yeah. Same thing.
This is pulling the radish or turnip out of the ground.
Yes.
Isn't that kosher then?
So this is a case where it's not right. It's not a case where it was planted. It's a case where were insulating it in the ground. Right. It was already picked.
Oh, okay.
Right, and had not. I should have mentioned that. I think we did when we did Zareya a while ago. But yes, it's something that has not taken root or
storage,
or is being stored there and has not retaken root or whatever. Okay, so fine. We paskin like Tosfos. Indirect moving is only mutter for something which is permitted. Now, the next question the poskim deal with is, okay, what does indirect mean? So, does indirect mean anything that isn't with my hand? Right, or does indirect mean shelo kederech, or it has to be abnormal, or does indirect mean, as we'll see in the Chazon Ish, that it's really, really not litzorach davar hamutter? What does it mean? So the Taz has a pretty expansive shita and says, look, tiltul menatzad, indirect moving means even if it's the normal way I do things, as long as I don't use my hand, and therefore the Taz says, let's say I have muktzah on my plate, you're allowed to knock it into the garbage with my knife. That's how you normally do it, right? You take your plate to the garbage, and you take your knife and your fork, and you put the peels, the into the garbage with it. You would say, that's darko. The Taz says, okay, that doesn't matter, right? Tiltul menatzad is not a shlok derech heter. It's simply a heter Chazal instituted, which is if you do something indirectly, it's mutter, period, end of story. And that's what the Taz says, 13. Ma'aviram al yidei davar acher. Right, you do it indirectly, not with your hand, meaning with a knife. That's called indirect. And the Mishnah Berurah paskens this way in 14. He said, right, once it's mutter to move your plate with it, it's mutter to move the stuff off your plate with a knife, right? You're allowed to move it. Move it. Now, why should this be true, right? What is the logic for saying that indirect moving is mutter, even if this is the normal way of doing it? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to imply, and this is in his comment in 15, because, Chazal say it's mutter, but we want you to do it, you know, whatever, Chazal just said, do it however you can do it. If you can fix it a little bit, make it a little bit better, make it a little bit better, right? This is Chazal saying, look, mukta doesn't make sense, it's derabbanan. We want you to do it not directly. And he writes, right, in a similar context, right? Kevin Shiyuchal Be'eza Eitz Letakin Letal Eleven Lo Kilbaza, right? Since you could do it in some other way, so we're not Mako, right? That's his rule. So, right, we're not too worried about this.
Is that an example? Because the pits and bones is Graf Sharei, so maybe that's an exception.
Right, so that's not what he, right, it justifies it. That might be what allows you to move the whole thing.
Right.
Right, but once you're moving it, he says, yeah, you can move it, right? Because right, he's presuming it's something that's usher to move,
right?
Right, and saying, but even though it's usher to move directly, it's mutter to move with a knife, right? The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, however, doesn't like this. Because he said, what are you talking about? Right? You know, just look after the ellipsis. He says, Masha Engen, Shimagaran Besakin, right? This doesn't work, right, with the knife. Ain metaltal me'alehen. Elohum metaltal ne'dea sakin. Shnaz lo kiyar aruka. What are you, or aruka, what are you talking about? Right? When you move something with a knife, that's not called indirect, that's called direct, right? And we say this leheter, right, by borer, right? By borer, right? Many poskim say, right, if you're using a fork or a spoon just to keep your hands clean, that's not called a kli such that it makes borer usser, right? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, what are you talking about?
But borer, they always say biyad, biyad, like that.
Correct, and that, we say that your fork is considered biyad. It's a kli. No, you're using a fork because you don't want your hand to get dirty. The same thing here. But again, what's the logic of the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah, right? Because Al Panav, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is right. So the simple reason that he says it, as I said, is because he thinks, look, Muktas Derabanan, Chazal were Mekel, I don't know why they are, you know, whatever. Logically, Shulchan Aruch makes a lot of sense. What?
Could have saved a lot of print if that would be the very strong view.
Yeah, if you look after the ellipsis of the Chazon Ish, we'll come back to the Chazon Ish, but after the ellipsis, the Chazon Ish also doesn't like this. And he says, what are you doing? Right? Does it not make tiltum minatzad l'tzarach davar hamutter? So what are you talking? That's not called indirect moving for mutter purpose. Lo amru ela b'shach even b'kli the metal kli im even to shame at tiltul ala kli aval hacha ikra tiltul b'shvil amuks avshe kamarasul anagra the shulchan aser. The Chazon Ish says he's wrong, but for a different reason. Right? Shulchan Aruch HaRav, there's two heterim implicit in the Taz. Right? Let's go back to the Taz for a minute. Right? The Taz really says two things. One is that indirect movement is even in the normal way. Two is that indirect movement is mutter, even not for something permitted, right? Right, not per se for something permitted, right? It's the Shulchan Aruch rejects the first svara. Namely, he says indirect, means abnormal, right? It's a klachriyat halacha, and therefore, if the normal way I do something is with a knife, it's usur. The Chazon Ish collapses everything and says tiltul min atzad boils down to one principle. Is it l'tzarach davar hamutter or l'tzarach davar ha'asr? And therefore he says, the knife problem is usr for two reasons. First of all, it's not indirect. Second of all, it's for the usr thing, and therefore it doesn't matter. And he says this again in 18.
Why is that for the usr thing? You're getting rid of the bones. You don't want them. It's for the plate.
Well, that's
plate.
Right.
You want the plate.
No, you want the bones out.
You want the bones off, right? That's the...
Yeah, but it's not for the... not like you're saving the mate.
Right, so it's not, right, the Chazon Ish sounds like he needs an active, right, he needs an active litzarech davar hamutter, right, like I need the turnip, and therefore the dirt comes with it, right?
I need the plate and the...
You don't need the plate, right, I need the things off the plate, right? If I needed the plate, right, it might be different,
okay.
Right? If I need, right, I only have one plate, right, I need this plate, maybe the Chazon Ish would say, okay, then I take the plate, I'm anayer it, right, and then I would use it. In 18 as well, he says, "Venir da de Charlot Taltal Akakov Evan Bezochah Beperos Hanmi Tanfin Humishum de Chol Atiltol Mityaches Ela Peros Amutarim Velo Ola Evan Elahecha de Efshol Anarvein Amenarmiyachat Atiltol Gamal Amukta." The Chazon Ish explains his svara as follows: Mishnah Berurah, as we've said, seems to think that Tiltol Menatzad is mutter because Tiltol Menatzad is mutter, right? I don't know; it's mutter because it's mutter, and therefore, don't try to make logic of it. Chazal said it was mutter. The Chazon Ish says no. Tiltul min atzad is mutter because when I move something not for the purpose of the mutter of the usr item for the mutter item, it's as if I'm moving the mutter item and the usr item is batel to it. That can't be when I'm moving something not for a mutter purpose. It can't be when I'm doing something in the normal way I would do it. It's only when I'm moving something for a mutter object and the usr object comes along with it. So the number 19, Right, again, from Rai Bodner, he writes, V'lachora aplukta ben chazanish v'na mishnah bura isak en nechshav ketiltul min atzad. Right, the machlokas of the chazanish and the mishnah bura of whether a knife counts as indirect. Holech l'shitasim b'veir heter shel tiltul min atzad. This depends on how you understand tiltul min atzad. Da liba da mishnah bura da chazali kiluk shenu metaltal mukta lehed yam kein muvan. Da gam shumatal mukta lehed isak en nechshav shel tiltul min atzad. The mishnah bura just says, chazal said it's mutter. Right? And therefore, whenever you move it indirectly, it's mutter. Came into Eino Metalta Mukta Ledja. As long as you don't move it, you don't move it. But Chazan Ish, Shehaven Beira Heter shall tiltum in Atzad. But the Chazan Ish said, no, tiltum in Atzad is mutter. Demit Yad Chesa tiltul davar Heter. Because it's considered that you're only moving the mutter item, not the Asar item. Pasha de Zeo Dafka Kshish or Metalta Lede Heter. That's only when you're moving a mutter item and the Asar item happens to come along. But if I'm moving the usher item, you know, indirectly, meaning like with a knife, that doesn't count. I'm not moving a mutter item and the usher item happens to come along. I'm using a mutter item to move an usher item, right? That doesn't work. So again, the Chazanish's shita is in general, kiltum atzad is only mutter when what I'm doing is moving a mutter item. That means not just moving a mutter knife. It means I'm moving a mutter item. I'm moving something because I need it. If I'm moving something, not because I need it, but because I want to move the usher item, that's always usher. The Mishnah Brura and the Taz say no. Tiltum and atzad is mutter because Chazal allowed you to move something indirectly. As long as you're not moving the usher item, right? You're moving a mutter item, so then it's fine. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says this is true even when I'm not doing it for a mutter item. Right? I'm doing it because I want to get rid of an usher item. That's fine too. Right? And it doesn't matter if it's not klach haryad, if it's not a normal way, an abnormal way. The fact is indirect. Shulchan Aruch Rav rejects one of those two. Shulchan Aruch Rav says, look, when we do something indirectly, right, so far we've seen that he rejected only one of those, right? Shulchan Aruch Rav says, look, tiltum min atzad, indirect movement is a function of klach haryad, and therefore it has to be the indirect way of moving it. If it's the direct way, it won't work. Prima Gadim in 20 writes, tiltum min atzad, litzorach gufo mutter, dechol dechenu, litzorach makomo mutter, koshigen litzorach gufo, dekil tvei. The Prima Gadim has a bigger chiddush, right, and says that tiltum min atzad is mutter, not only tzorach makomo, but right, even tzorach gufo of the usher item. Right, I'm allowed to do it. Right, if I have a permitted function of the usher item, or even though I'm not allowed to move the usher item itself, I can move it tiltum min atzad, which is an even farther expansion of the position of the taz. The Shulchan Aruch Rav rejects this, because the Shulchan Aruch Rav goes more in the direction that we've already seen from the Chazon Ish. Right? He rejects sort of both sides of the Taz in two different places. And he says, Tiltum min atzad, shahayal yidei davar achash biyadav, ein heter, elik v'shatul tzarach makomo. He said, look, I can permit Tiltum min atzad for the makomo of something, because that's essentially l'tzarach davar amutter. Aval lo kishe tzarach l'ishtamish beguf hamukta. Right? So the Prima Gadim says, look, if I need to use the usher item for mutter purposes, so why is that worse than moving an usher item for a mutter object? Shulchan Aruch Rav says, no, there's a fundamental difference. If I'm moving an usher item, even if it's for a mutter purpose, I'm still moving the usher item for its own sake. That's usher. If I'm moving the usher item for a mutter item, so then it's going to be, permitted.
What's an example of... What would be an example if you followed the Prima Gadim?
You need the pits. I don't know. You want to feed the pits. Well, if you could feed the pits to the dog, it wouldn't be muksa to begin with.
Yeah.
Classic is a paperweight.
How could he ever use?
Like, sure, a paperweight.
If I need my
a paperweight.
I need
fine.
My smartphone. If it's a klisha machdala isra, I can move it anyway. The gufo. And if it's mach chisron kis, I can't. So I don't understand like what his example would be then.
I guess. Well, let's say muksa mach chisron kis. Let's say a non-buses case, a muksa mach chisron kis that I want to use as a paperweight. right?
Then you have to designate it before, like Eitzim and Avanim. Right?
No, you don't, because you're doing Tiltum and Atzah.
If you designate before, you wouldn't have a conversation.
But if you designate before, it wouldn't be Mukta. Right. He's saying that even in a case where that's it is Mukta, yeah. But if I want to use the Tzar Gufo, I could do it, I'll date Tiltum and Atzah.
Tiltum.
Right? I could decide, right? I have an iPhone, you know, 10. Right, but then I wake up Shabbos morning and I accidentally see an ad for the iPhone 11 because Rachman Alatzan, I'm not looking at it, but I saw it and I know that now my iPhone 10 is worthless. By Motei Shabbos, I know, right? I'm going to get my iPhone 11, right? So now, for all I care, my iPhone 10 is a. I don't know if there is an iPhone 10. I don't know what are you, iPhone X, iPhone whatever.
No, can I use it as a paperweight?
Yeah, so I got that, right?
But you always have to designate it before.
No, so that's what the Prima Gadim is saying, is that's only if you want it to not be Mukta. Here, I want it, it's fine that it's Mukta, I'm just going to do it al Tiltul Manatzad.
Okay, how would I do it, Tiltul Manatzad? What would I do?
Take your knife? And,
okay, so actually if I move it that way, like indirectly,
correct.
I can use it as a paperweight.
Well, that's what the Prima Gadim says.
Okay, I'm just trying to like get a real example of all this. Yeah.
Okay, So what you end up having, right, is two different machlokot you have to deal with in Tiltum and Atzad. Right? One is Tiltum and Atzad a klachar yad heter, and therefore it's only mutter to move it in a abnormal way, or is it simply a heter chazal allow you to move things indirectly, even in the normal way? Machlok is one. Mishnah Brura is mekil, Taz is mekil, Chazanesh is machmir, Shulchan Aruch is machmir. Second question is, for what purpose can you move it? Chazanish says the only way you can ever move Tiltum and Atzad is if it's totally for a mutter item. Prima Gadim says I can move it for a mutter purpose, right? For a mutter purpose, even if it's for an usser item. But the Shulchan Aruch Harav says I can move it l'tzarach makomo, but not l'tzarach gufo. Right? A mutter purpose is not good because I'm still focusing on the usser item. But l'tzarach makomo, where I'm focusing on the mutter space, so then it is, or the mutter item I'm going to put in this space, or however you want to look at it, then it is permitted. The next four sources are about neyor. So as I mentioned before, not all indirect movement are created equal. So one of those that is not equal is neyor. Is shaking, right? So the Shulchan Aruch says, shach even al pichaves, omos al akar, if you forgot a stone on your barrel or money on your pillow, mata chavas al tzidav even no felles umenara karavam and no flim, right, tilt it to the side, shake it off, and they'll fall. V'maisa chavas mina chavios, we've seen this already. If the barrel's among barrels, binan sheino yochel atosam koma, where you can't tilt it, so yochel agbia kmo shehi ema even lamakom acher latos sham kidei sheipol meila, move it somewhere else so that it falls off. And if you put it there on purpose, so then it's a buses, and therefore you can't move it. And as we already saw when we did buses, some people say it's only if you had intent to leave it all of Shabbos. And the Ramah says, "Vaz afilu notal isr misham." And then even if you took it off, asr li taltal akli the meachshanas buses l'davar asr l'mikta Shabbos asr kol Shabbos kula v'chein v'chol mukta. Okay, so you look at the Mishnah Brura. He says, "Al tzida umayir b'shetzarach likach mea yayin shebesocha v'chein b'karik shetzarach lishkov alav v'chein etil etaltal mukta boven zeh sheinam etaltal lehet yarak al yidei neyur." Right? Obviously, this is a case where you need the mutter item. Aval meinu tzarach lem klal rak shechoshim yishum pseidez ha-mukta gufa shlo yignevum afilu neyur asur. But if it's only for a loss, right, you're worried about the loss of the mukta, so then it is asur. But he says, but Magen Avram quotes from Rina Rucham, v'mata chavez v'akar begulfo. But if you add a level of kula to it, and you use your body, so then, v'lo b'yadam mutra fil bofen zeh, then it's permitted even for a loss. And the Shaar Tzion, in 24, writes, v'ein stira lazem ilakamon, simen shen yod sivches, kazer shem Magen Avram b'shem abach b'sivkat yud alef, di'ika hefzid mukta yidei neyor, ein tzarech l'nar el metatl le'aheter, ima mukta b'yachad. He said, why is it that later on, In Shin Yud, the Mogen Avram wrote that if there's a loss of the muktzah by shaking it, so then I don't have to shake it. Right here we say that loss of the muktzah is not the issue. Right, you can shake it. You can't shake it just to protect the muktzah, and you have to shake it. Right, that's the way you have to do it. Which is the lower level of tiltul menatzad, even if it's going to cause a loss. And elsewhere we say that if it's going to cause a loss of the muksa, you can move it altogether. So he says, yesh l'chalik, this is the rule. Dishamu ikra tiltul b'shvil davar amutter, mashen gen bezeh, it depends. If you're moving something for a permitted purpose, not for the usher thing, so then we allow you to move the usher item to a safe place because you're moving it for the permitted item. Then that's just normal indirect moving. Right, even though it's not so clear because you could shake it more lightly, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, look, if you're moving an usher item for a mutter item, so ideally you should shake it off because that's the most lenient type of tiltul menatzad. But if you can't, and because it'll ruin the muktza, so then we allow you to do the more machmir tiltul menatzad, right? Not shaking it off, but actually moving it indirectly. But if you want to move the muktza for the muktza's sake, so then the only way to do it is ne'er, right? Is the lower level muktza. But you can't do a higher level tiltum and atzad, a higher level indirect mukta, to move something for the sake of the usher item.
So near is the best way in general.
Well, so near is better than, yes, we always go, and that's what you learn from this, right? You learn from this two things. One is that if possible, even when you're doing indirect movement, you do as indirect as possible, and shaking it off is considered less direct than moving it indirectly, which I guess makes sense. And two is that you have to use the more lenient indirect moving, even if it'll cause you a loss, if you're only moving it for the purpose of that which is usher. But if you're moving it for the mutter one, so then we allow you to do indirect movement, even of the higher level, to protect the mukta, since you only entered into this situation because of the mutter item. That's the position of the Mishnah Berurah in the Sharat Zion. Rabbi Kiva Eger is more machmir, and he says, "Ulam mashani mistapik lo matzino mefurish lahetir rakechad iasher lenahar deyufsed hetir b'neir kahida kalkalam leaperos retuvim aval hechadev sida b'neir ledavar aser k'maninon diyoch lenahar v'likach chatavaz laniach amaz mefuzim makom shenerach shosha rak shusam amaz b'zem mashmatal to blow neir ave tiltu b'shvil davar aser." The Gideon said, I'm not sure this is true. Right? If it's possible to shake something, which is a lower level tiltul, so maybe I should have to do that, even if it'll cause a loss for the muksa, and even if it's l'tzorach davar amutter. He's misupak, but l'halacha paskins l'chumra. L'dina, kevin d'magos ha'shrim, first l'isr, v'divishad ha'rajban al-modim gamken l'zev, v'gamdi v'etoz v'er kol kizvehen al, shomen lem l'hachmer, kevin d'lamatzinu v'furash, v'poskim l'hatir kenir, l'fiyaz daiti v'erz Hashem yizbarach. Rabbi Kiva Eger says it's not true, right? Not only are you required to do neir when possible means when possible. Not when it's going to, not doing it will cause a loss, but whenever physically possible. So to summarize what we've seen so far, we have two Gemaras. One's the Maskana is Tiltum Anasad is Aser. One is Tiltum Anasad is Mutter. How do we Miyashiv the Stirot? So Balamor says, we Paskin Tiltum Anasad is Mutter. Always we Paskin against that Gemara. All counter evidence, chalk it up to a Machlokas. End of the story, Balamor. Easy. Most Rishonim say no, it depends. Tiltum Anasad is Mutter. Indirect movement is Mutter, but for a Mutter item. That's the position of Shulchan Aruch. Then we had a few questions. What does indirect movement mean? Chazon Ish says indirect movement means I move a mutter item for the sake of the mutter item and other things come along. Why is it mutter conceptually? Because halachically it's considered moving the mutter item. That's it. Mishnah Berurah says no. indirect movement is mutter because Chazal permitted indirect movement. It doesn't matter that it's the normal way that I'm doing things. And therefore, even if I'm not doing per se for a mutter item, I'm just not doing it for an usher purpose, right? I'm clearing off my plate, right? I'm not doing it because I necessarily need the plate. I want it off my table. Now I'm just moving the usher item into the garbage. So then I'm allowed to do it with my knife, which is darko. That's business in the Mishnah Berurah. And again, it seems to come down to the question of whether you think tiltul min atzad is mutter because it's really moving the davar on mutter, and therefore we're very stringent, or is it that, look, tiltul min atzad is mutter because tiltul min atzad is mutter, and that's all there is to it. The next question we saw is, what does it mean for a mutter purpose? Prima Gadim is Mekil and says, even moving an usher item for its own sake, but through indirect movement is permitted? Shulchan Aruch Rav says, no, it's only mutter, letzarach makomo, because then you're doing it for permitted item. We also saw in the Neir case that it's not just that indirect movement is mutter, but it's only mutter in the least direct possible way, and therefore if it's possible to shake it off, which is considered less direct than moving it with, let's say, you know, a knife, or whatever, then you have to do that. What if doing that will cause a loss? So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, it depends. If it's going to be if you're moving a mutter item, so then I can avoid shaking the usher item off because I'm allowed to use the higher level, tiltul min atzad, when I entered into this for mutter purposes. But if I'm moving it only to protect the usher item, then I have to do the less direct tiltul min atzad. The more direct tiltul min atzad is usher. Bikiv Eger says, even in that case, it is usher. Majority of modern poskim, right, say, well, roi lahachmir, except if it's hefsid, which means you pass on the Mishnah Berurah, right? Because, right, only if it's a real hefsid, whatever, try figuring out big hefsid, minor, whatever.
So the bones and stuff in the face, the best way would be just to shake it off?
Yeah, would be to shake it off. Right, would be to shake it off if that's possible. If it's not, for whatever reason, it's going to get on the floor, so then use your knife. Okay, in the 9 minutes we have left, let's move to the next test there. Even more makil than that is tiltul begufo. So where does that come from? So that comes, as I mentioned, from the Mishnah on the case in 26. Hakasha gabe amita lo yinanenu biyado manayu begufo. Right, if you have straw on the bed, so don't move it with your hand, move it with your body. V'mumachal behema. And if it's animal food, or there was, right, and therefore it's not mukta, right, so then you're allowed to move the straw with your hands because it's not mukta. Okay, let's skip 27. We've seen this. Now, according to the Balamor, as we've already seen, the reason tiltul begufo is mutter is because tiltul begufo is tiltul min atzad, and tiltul min atzad is mutter. That's what we paskin. Let's move on. The Milchamos is not true. It says, Umash Amar Balamor Shakol Nikra Tiltum Natsad Mina Yodea Kain Halogam Komukta Nikra Mukta Vish Mukta Machamiz Vish Mukta Machamiz Zervish Mukta Machamiz Garn Kiss. Right, sorry, what I skipped in 27 was that we refer to this case as Mukt as Tiltum Natsad. Okay, we'll just leave that. The Ramban says, who cares? So we call it tiltul min atzad. That doesn't mean it's the same as other tiltul min atzad. We call a lot of things mukta, and they all have different standards. And therefore, after the ellipsis, he says, shiny tiltul tashmish tzarech ninu akash. And therefore, he says, it's tiltul of the tashmish is different because it's the moving of the straw. Now, what does that mean, right? The Ramban's answer is not clear, right? He says the Balamor is wrong. There's two different types of tiltul min atzad, but what are they? So if you look in 30, Moreno suggests Makavan is Haramban. There are two ways of understanding why the straw case is different. Aleph mutzal taltal zakash begufo mechem sheish lo tzarach leishdamish b'makom akash lo davar amuter b'dom lo divrei prima gadim shel madin leil. Right, one is that what the Rabban is saying is that tiltul begufo is mutter lo tzarach makomo. And the Ran seems to take it like this, because he writes in 31, Trei gavne tiltul min atzad ninu. There are two types of tiltul min atzad. What is it? Right, for him, if you move something for the purpose of a mutter thing, so then it's mutter. But if you right, if we skip down, right? So the Ramban, like the if you understand it like the Ran, says there is no such category as tiltul begufo. Tiltul begufo is just a way of saying tiltul min hatzad, right? Indirect movement, litzorach davar mutter. And what's the dividing line? As we saw already in Tosfos, tiltul min hatzad is mutter. If it's for mutter items, tiltul min hatzad is aser. If it's not for for mutter items, and this is the position of the and this is the position of the Ran. The Chazon Ish has a bit of a more radical read on the Ramban, and he says the reason tiltul min hatzad, tiltul begufo is a bit more makil. And again, not because it's a magic category, but rather because, as he said before, tiltul min hatzad is mutter because you're fundamentally moving the mutter item. And he says something similar here as well. Ein shchiva lakash shem tiltul akash el shem tashmish hashchiva. The reason tiltul begufo, quote unquote, in this case is mutter, is because when you lie on the straw, you're not lying on the straw, you're lying down. Hilkach, avak vanez ashochem nair zakash mutter. Therefore, even if I mean to move around the kash, it doesn't matter. The act I'm doing, shu davar nimshach mi bulur hashchiva, in the end I'm just lying down. Masha engin betiltul meis bemita. But normal indirect movements, I'm moving something. Devehem ez yishkan tiltul shnehem. Ulaizem henshem miskaven mityachid lav ikara tiltul. And therefore, what matters is my primary intent. Vinchein masma loshan aramban bemelchamu zeshaini tiltul latash mishatzarech ninua hakash. So, the Ran seems to understand the Ramban is simply saying, look, tiltul begufo is just another way of saying that tiltul min hatzad is only mutter, litzorach davar hamutter. The Chazon Ish says, no, there is a heter called tiltul begufo, but what it means is that it's mutter move in asur item if the act I'm doing is a mutter act, meaning it's an act of lying down. Here it's a little bit different than tiltul min hatzad, right? Tiltul min hatzad, I'm moving the turnip and the dirt moves with it. Here, it's more makil. So even if I want to move the straw, it's mutter, but why? Because it's not considered moving the straw at all. It's considered lying down. But there is no magic heter of tiltul begufo, right? If my intent is to move the usur item, right? That's the common denominator between both the Ramban and the Chazon Ish. However, the Rush says not that way. The Rush in 23 says as follows. If you go just two lines from the bottom, he says it's not true. Avol bekash im etalta lebegufo klachar yad hilkoch afal gav delekashu mukta hu tzarech medame letoldu manatzad shu tzarech ledavram mutter. The Rush says no. If I move something with my hand but indirectly, then it needs to be for the usur item, for the mutter item, not for the usur item. But if I move it with my body, so then it's mutter, because it's klachar yad, even if it's for the usur item, right? Once it's with your body, and that's how Shulchan Aruch paskens, a tiltul begufo, a filu litzorech davar usur mutter, hilkach kasha lamita distamo mukta lahasaka menaneo begufo. So Shulchan Aruch paskens that way, and the Ramah paskens that way in 35, mutter l'taltal davar mukta yidei nipuach, that if something's mukta, and you want to move it, so move it, klachar yad. His suggestion is by blowing on it. That works for very few things, but still, like tiltul el klachar yad v'lo mikri tiltul. Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, lefize munach eze davar muktal aretz. You have a mukta thing that's usher for all the other reasons. You want to move it? Fine. Mutul dachma v'raglav kadei shelo yava lefz to kick it. Right. That's all you need to do. You have something you want to move to prevent loss, so kick it. But the Chazon Ish, as we've seen before, disagrees, because he says there's no such thing. Tiltul min hatzad is only mutter. Lefiyah morein heter klal taltal mukta mitachivas aregel etzorach hamukta. Dloga mishna brura. So no, tiltul begufo is like tiltul min hatzad. It's only mutter for permitted items. Now, what's the logic to say that, you know, all the discussion we saw about tiltul min hatzad and all the limitations are only when it's min hatzad? But if you use your foot, everything's mutter, even for usher items. I mean, where's that come from? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in two places, in 38 and 39, I'll just say it outside, says as follows. He says, the Ravid argued that tiltul min hatzad, that mukta is a gzera atu hotza. right? The mukta is also because it might lead you to carry. If you carry klachar yad, it's not carrying midaraisa. And therefore, the Shlomo Zalman says, forbidding mukta, al yidei gufo, is gzera l'gzera. Because, you know, essentially. Because even if you were to carry the mukta with your foot, right, and then you would end up carrying it into Rosh Hasharabim, which is what we were worried about, it wouldn't be asur midaraisa. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman says, I understand that it's weird to say that it's mutter lechatchila to move things al yidei gufo, even when it's for the asur item. But he says the reason that it's okay is because won't lead to the problem of carrying, and therefore it is mutter. Okay, just the last few sources here.
But just according to the Chazon Ish, if I have a whole bunch of mutzah on my couch or my bed and I sit or lie down, so that's okay even if the mutzah stuff gets moved because I'm sitting or lying.
Yeah.
And according to these other poskim, I can just kick it off with my
Correct. Head. Correct. now, some poskim, the Tosefes Shabbos goes farther and says, even if something is normally carried in one hand and I carry it in two hands, that's considered tiltul menatzad. Even if it's normally carried by one person, I carry it with two people, that's considered tiltul menatzad. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav really doesn't like this. And in general, the Shulchan Aruch Rav takes the position that tiltul menatzad needs to be shelo kederech. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman, Kishitaso, thinks that that's not true. It's not an issue of Shlok Kederech. It's an issue of not doing it with your hands. Okay, the only issue that comes up, but I won't get into it, you can read it inside in 44, is the question of shoes. Right, that the Gemara has a discussion of shoes that break. Are you allowed to continue wearing them, carrying them? That, you know, are we worried that you're going to carry them, etc., etc.? Some of the poskim understood that to be a muktzah sugya. Therefore, they got, you know, they wondered how could it be that there's any problem carrying that shoe? It's on your foot, and once you say it's not an issue of kederech or shelo kederech, so there should never be a problem moving a muktzah shoe. But then the Acharonim know that's not necessarily true, because it could be that the problems that we see by shoes aren't about muktzah at all. They're a problem of kosher, or they're a problem of carrying, or something else, and therefore it's irrelevant to our discussion. Fine.